Today, from the 27th chapter of the Holy Quran, Surah An-Naml, verse 20. Malam Abdul Mumin Yaqub will be reciting the Quran while Professor Abdullah Lukene will conduct the tafsir. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وتفقد الطير فقال ما لي لا أرى الهدهد أم كان من الغائبين
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق الحق الهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وتفقد الطير وقال ما لي لا أرى الهدهد أم كان من الغائبين عن أبي سليمان عليه الصلاة والسلام like we said is a highly responsible leader he is a prophet, he's also a king. And like we heard just now, وَهُشِرْ لِسْلَيْمَانَ جُنُودُهُ مِنَ الْجِنْسِ وَالْإِنْسِ وَالْتَيْرِ فَهُمْ يُوزَعُونَ His army is comprised of the jinn, the human being, and the birds, فَهُمْ يُوزَعُونَ All of them are well arranged and also in their own battalions. And one of the characters of Anabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam is that he reviewed his whole system. He reviewed his troops, his system, to see if things are going on well. In this particular case, what about Qadat Tayra? When he reviewed, he found that among the birds, after he reviewed them, he said, Mali la ala hudhuda. I am missing something here. Why is it that I cannot see the hoopoe? Amkana min al ghaibin? Or is it that he is absent?
La u'adhibannahu adhaban shadeedan aw la adhbahannahu aw la yatiyanni bi sultanin mubin
La u'adhibannahu adhaban shadeedan aw la adhbahannahu aw la yatiyanni bi sultanin mubin When he reviewed the battalion or the troop of the birds, he did not see Hudhud, the hoopoe. And what will be his comment? And Anabi Sulaiman, this is what he said. لَوْ عَذِّبَنَّهُ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا I shall for sure punish him with a severe punishment. أَوْ لَأَذْبَحَنَّهُ Or I will slaughter him. أَوْ لَيَاتِيَنِي بِسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ Except that he brings me an authority, a certain reason that is authorized why he is absent. This here is teaching all of us to be responsible. The fact that this prophet, Anabi Sulaiman, has so many people in his army, numbering thousands or millions, we don't know, but plenty. You have the jinnu in their numbers. You have the men in their numbers. You have the birds in their numbers. Yet, he missed only one bird, the hoopoe, and he knew. What's a hoopoe? Hudhud is a bird. that is special in its own way. It's such a small bird. It does not weigh more than 70 to 80 grams. 70 to 80 grams, which means a cup of water that you take that is normally about 200 to 300 grams. This bird just weighs about 80 grams. It's such a small bird. And it has a bunch of feather on the head that goes up that can sometimes spread out to be like a crown. Like a fan, a circular fan that you are fanning. It can spread it out like that. And it has a very long beak, the hoopoe. And it has a very long tail. From the tail to the beak, if you measure it, it's not up to more than a ruler, about 30 centimeters. And look at the weight, small weight. This small bird that is in the army of Solomon, he reviewed and he missed it. And did he keep quiet? No, he asked. Mali la aral hudhuda. Why is it that I cannot see the hoopoe? Then look at the punishment he said he was going to give to the hoopoe. Are they justifiable? Law azibannahu azaban shadidan. I shall for sure give him a grievous punishment, which means everybody is supposed to be at his working place. If somebody is not at his working place, there should be something to deter others from not following his example. And the extreme of it, awla azba'annahu, or no, I will even slaughter him. What will take that somebody who just cannot be seen at work will end up being slaughtered? This is a very simple question. The intent of any crime justifies the level of punishment that goes with it. A simple crime like just being absent may not be simple if the intent is felony, is a treasonable felony. If, for example, the hoopoe was missing because he is serving an enemy, for that moment, you can see it's treasonable felony. The end of it is that he has to be slaughtered. That's why you find out that Anubis Suleiman completed it here. The minimum is to be punished. The worst, if it's treasonable felony, is to be slaughtered. And the best is that he comes with authority that where he went, what make him to be absent is among the work he was asked to do that he went to do. Again, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he is also very careful. And that you are able to miss those that you have not been seeing is part of intelligence, is part of being responsible. One day, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he went to visit the house of his houseboy, that's Anas bin Malik. When he went, he saw his junior brother. He said, Abba Umair, you are looking sad, but I did not see An-Nugair with you. This Abba Umair is the junior brother to Anas, who had a small bird that he used to play with. Immediately the Prophet went to the house and he saw the boy, and the boy was not holding the bird, and he was looking sad. He knew something has happened. So, Ya Abba Numair, Ma Fa'ala Nugair. Oh, you, this small boy, Abba Numair, what happened to your small bird? You see, the Prophet cared. This is a small bird. He cared to ask. The same thing we are told. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, ku anfusakum wa ahlikum naran. Try to save yourself and your family from hell. Anytime you come inside the house, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, as you are entering, you make salama to the house. Tahiyatan min indillahi tayyibatan mubarakatan. Then by the time you make salama to the house as you are entering, Allah will bring down blessing inside the house. You go and also make salama to your family in the house. Don't just go to the house. Go straight to the room and sit down. Let everybody come and greet you. Make salama to your family. See how they are. Find out what the children are up to. When it is time to salah, when everybody comes out for salah, find is anybody missing. You are the imam in the mosque. you used as you come, the people that you used to see, anytime you come, any of them is missing, ask where is he? And then have punishment for people that are working under you. You are the one, you go to the office. In the office, you are the leader of the office. Immediately you arrive, have the time that you are going to review all those working under you. If they are not there, ask why. If there is no cogent reason, the punishment that you may give is to warn in the mouth or to write a query. Also, the first dependent on us are our wives. Allah himself, he said in the Quran, Ar-rijalu qawwamuna 'ala an-nisaa'i bima faddala ba'dhum 'ala ba'dhin wa bima anfaqu min amwalihim. Fas-salihatu qanitatun hafizatun lil-ghaibi ma hafizat Allah wallati takhafuna nushuzahunna fa'izuhunna wa harjuruhunna fil madaji'i wadribuhunna fa in atanakum fala tabghu 'alayhinna sabila inna Allaha kana 'aliyyan kabira. Allah himself said, your first dependent is your wife. Don't just leave her to go away. You should spend on her. You are the one to stand up for her. Spend for her, and as you are spending for her, because Allah has made you to be above her, also be checking her character. A good wife is the one that is obedient. You ask her to do this, she does it. You ask her to do this, she does it. Hafizatun lil ghaibi ma hafizat Allah. Who goes ahead and keeps what Allah asks him to guide in your house and keep from herself to the children. If she is doing something that is wrong, don't just keep quiet. What should you do? Fa'izuhunna. The first thing you do, call them, admonish them. Look, don't do this. This is not how we live. We are Muslims. Look at the kind of life the Prophet expects us to live. If he refuses, then show your annoyance. Fajiruhunna fil madaji. Distance yourself away from her bed. By the time a lady sees that you refuse to come and sleep with her, not just the issue of sex, but that bond that is between you and your wife, you don't go and you stay with her and discuss with her on the bed, she will know that what she has done is really serious. If it wasn't, fadribuhunna, you are allowed to beat them. Beating that will not bring about injuring them. All this is allowed. This is taming your own house and putting your house in order. You see, and Nabi Sulaiman now, ordinary one, hoopoe, so tiny, in such a big and massive army, he realized it's missing. He asked and he gave a condition. And he gave an exception. Our layatiani, the Sultan in the room. He's either getting this punishment or he brings me a good reason with authority why he's absent.
فَمَكُثَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ فَقَالَ أَحَطْتُ بِمَا لَمْ تُحِطْ بِهِ وَجِئْتُكَ مِنْ سَبَإِ بِنَبَإٍ يَقِينٍ.
فَمَكُثَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ فَقَالَ أَحَطْتُ فَمَكُثَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ فَقَالَ أَحَطْتُ بِمَا لَمْ تُحِطْ بِهِ وَجِئْتُكَ مِنْ سَبَإٍ بِنَبَإٍ يَقِينٍ. He loitered not far away. Makusa is to loiter or to delay, but not far away. Gera ba'id. Fakala. Then he came, he said, Ahattu bimalam tuhid bihi. O Prophet, I have encompassed what you have not encompassed. Wajituka means Saba'in, Binaba'in Yakin. I am just coming from Saba, that is Sheba, from Saba'in. Binaba'in Yakin, with an information that is concrete and is certain. Here, you see, immediately he came and he went to the Prophet. He has drawn the attention of the Prophet now. Because the Prophet, there is nothing that bothers them more than to look for more knowledge. Look at the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. After all, Allah has given him in Isra'i, in Mi'raji, فَأَوْهِي إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْهِي. and he gave him and he talked to him, and Allah inspired to him what nobody knew up to today. What did he say after that? He said, "Kul Rabbi zidni ilman." Oh Allah, increase me in knowledge. For you now to tell a prophet that there is something that you have encompassed, which you have knowledge of, that he does not have knowledge of it, and you are just a member of the community, a board, you can see he has triggered the prophet's interest. This board is a very intelligent board. He is coming now to come and explain why he's absent, and he starts by triggering the interest of his master on him. So the master is now interested. I had to be malam to hit B. You are telling me that you have encompassed what I have not encompassed? What is it? I am coming from Saba'in, Binaba'in Yakin. I'm coming from Saba with a very concrete information. And where is Saba'i? Anabi Suleiman is in San'a. San'a is just between, some people say 3 kilometers, some people say about 40 kilometers, some people say 50 kilometers, and Saba'in. So from San'a, there is such an important information so close by that I don't know, and you know, then he's listening to the Hudhud to continue what made him to be absent.
إني وجدت امرأة تملكهم وأوتيت من كل شيء ولها عرش عظيم.
إني وجدت امرأة تملكهم وأوتيت من كل شيء ولها عرش عظيم. This is what I found when I went to Saba. إني وجدت امرأة, I met that is a woman, tamlikhum, that is a king over them. Their kingdom is in the hands of a woman. Wa utiyat min kulli shay'in, and this woman was given everything that you think a kingdom should have. Walaha arshun azim, despite that, he has a fantastic and a great throne. Remember that this person giving this is a hudhud that is under the throne and the kingdom of Solomon. So what he has seen now is not what he sees in Solomon's palace. And for a prophet who is a king, who has begged Allah, Rabbi kfirli wa habli mulkan la yanbaghi li ahadin min ba'diya innaka antal wahhab. This is what Solomon begged Allah. Oh Allah, forgive me. Give me a kingdom that there is none of his kind that anybody else will ever have after me. You are the one that gives. It is this same king that is being told now. They are just close by him here. Because the kingdom of Suleiman starts from as far as Palestine, Syria, Damascus, down to San'a where he is. Yet close by in Saba, something was going on that he does not know. What he is being told now is wondrous. But is this the only thing that the Hudhud has to say? He has other things to tell Anabi Suleiman.
وَجَدْتُهَا وَقَوْمَهَا يَسْجُدُونَ لِلشَّمْسِ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ فَصَدَّهُمْ عَنِ السَّبِيلِ فَهُمْ لَا يَهْتَدُونَ.
وجدتها وقومها يسجدون للشمس من دون الله وزين لهم الشيطان أعمالهم فصدهم عن السبيل فهم لا يهتدون. O Prophet, when I went there, not only that this lady had this great kingdom, وجدتها وقومها, I met her that and his people, يسجدون, وجدتها وقومها يسجدون لِشَمْسِ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. I met her and his people prostrating to the sun instead of Allah. وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ شَيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ, and this heinous work that they are doing, this evil work, Satan has made it look beautiful to them in their eyes. وَهُمْ لَا يَهْتَدُونَ, and they are not guided. You can remember we have said at the beginning of the surah, inna allatheena la yu'minuuna bil akhirati zayyanna lahum a'malahum fahum ya'mahun. Their sight is blocked, they cannot see. So whatever the work they are doing, they see it as the best work that they should do. If not, how can somebody be worshipping the sun and he sees it that it is a good work? Here, Hudhud has still not finished.
أَلَّا يَسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ الَّذِي يُخْرِجُ الْخَبَأَ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا يُخْفُونَ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ.
اللَّهُ يَسْجُدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي يُخْرِجُ الْخَبَأَ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا يُخْفُونَ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ. In our recitation, in the recitation, وَيَعْلَمُ مَا يُخْفُونَ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ. Here, Hudhud went ahead and said, Anabi Suleiman, these people, what is it? Allah is juduna lillahi alladhi yukhriju al-haba fi samawati wal ard. That they are not prostrating themselves to Allah that brings out what is hidden in the firmaments and what is hidden in the earth. Wa ya'lamu ma yukhfuna wa ma yulinun. And is he, Allah, that knows what everybody is hiding and what is manifesting. Here, Hudhud has still not finished. But look at the way he started his statement. He has drawn the attention of Anabi Suleiman to the fact that he has encompassed a knowledge that Anabi Suleiman does not have. Close to you here, there is such a big kingdom. Not only that, you are the one preaching that nobody should worship other than God. Close to you here, there are people worshiping the sun, and you don't know. And they prostrate not to Allah, who knows what is hidden and what is manifest, what is hidden in the heavens and in the earth. Because Hudhud, the hoopoe, had a special quality that is being used by the army. With its long beak, whenever Suleiman is traveling, they don't carry water. Wherever they arrive, they just ask Hudhud, look for us where there is water. Birds are very good in sensing wherever there is water. In the case of Hudhud, which is big, if he's touching the ground, he knows where there is water. And he will just put his beak and say, this area there is water. Then the jinnu, the ifrit, will be called, and he will just dig the place up with their own kind of digging, and water will come out. They will drink from it, they will make ablution, they will do all the things they have to do. So, sir, Allah, that is the one that brings out the hidden from the firmament, water in this case, and bring out the hidden from the ground, in this case, grains and other things. People don't prostrate to it, because every creation knows Allah from what benefit they derive from Allah. I used to say it, when you go to some people, like the Ebira people, when they are calling God, they will say, oh, Murihi, which means the one that brings out rain, because they are farmers. So here, the Hudhud is recognizing the fact that Allah is the one that brings water hidden in the sky and bring it down, and brings the grain that is hidden in the earth and bring it to fruit and fruit. So why would people not prostrate to this Allah? Why are they prostrating to the sun? And he has still not finished.
الله لا إله إلا هو رب العرش العظيم.
الله لا إله إلا هو رب العرش العظيم. The Hudhud now is now concluding his report to Anabi Suleiman. الله Allah لا إله إلا هو, there is none but him, رب العرش العظيم. No matter the greatness of any kingdom, Allah is the one that is the possessor of the greatest of the kingdoms. Here, he has put fear into Suleiman. He has drawn the interest of Suleiman to what he does not know. He has shown Suleiman why Anabi Suleiman should stand up and do more work, because there are pagans close to him. And he shown Suleiman that there is a kingdom bigger than you. So even if you are going to punish me, it's a sign that be afraid of also Allah. Anabi Suleiman himself, now out of fear now, will look closely before he thinks of punishing Hudhud. From this, is there something to punish? Because he was given the authority to scout for news, to scout for water, and in scouting for that, he tarried away, not far from the boundary of the kingdom of Anubis Suleiman. So this is the submission. So always, we have to be responsible to our people. Sayyidina Umar, he said, if a sakhala by the Furat is eaten by a fox, he said, Umar will be asked concerning it. An ordinary goat, the child of a goat, a kiddie, far away in Furat, where the kingdom of Islam extended at the time of Umar, he said, if a zeb, that's a fox, was to eat it, he said, Allah is going to ask me, how did I manage my kingdom and the animal of a farmer is being eaten? So you can see the responsibility our leaders are taking on their head, they don't understand it. Here, our president today is Buhari, may Allah assist him. If a person is killed at the end of the border in Niger or in the cross rivers, Allah is going to ask him, what was he doing and he allowed the person to be killed there? Because Sayyidina Umar is saying here that if an ordinary kid of a goat is killed that belongs to a farmer, Allah is going to ask him, why? What was he doing? Which means a kingdom that there is no peace on, you the leader, you have a lot to answer on the day of judgment. So we are asking our leaders to fear Allah. They are going to account to Allah on what they know. Ya Allah, ma yukhfuna wa ma yulinuna. What you hide, Allah knows. What is manifest to you, Allah knows. You also have to continuously seek istighfar, because there is a lot that is going on the land that you don't know. And if a kingdom does not engage in a lot of prayers, that Allah is helping him to fight what is hidden from him, just like he is trying his best to fight what is manifest to him, and he's going to have problem on the day of judgment. May Allah assist our leaders to be able to fight and bring peace to our countries wherever we are. This is the submission of Ali bin Hudhud. Because he has said this to Ali bin Suleiman, is it enough? He said, "Bi naba'in yakin," a concrete information I'm giving you. If your staff comes and he gives you an information, is that what you do? The Quran is very clear. In ja'akum fasikun bi naba'in fatabayyanu. Fasikun is anybody who has transgressed the law. In this case, Hudhud has transgressed the law. He was absent without permission. He has brought an information now. Should Anubis Suleiman accept it? The Quran is very clear. I said, fatabayyanu, you have to investigate the information. Is it correct? So let us see what is Anubis Suleiman going to do.
قال سننظر أصدقت أم كنت من الكاذبين.
قال سننظر أصدقت أم كنت من الكاذبين. النبي سليمان true to a prophet, ideal in all characters. This is what he said. قال he said سننظر we shall see. أصدقت are you telling the truth? Am kunta min al-kazibin, or you are among the ones that are telling lies. So Anubis Suleiman now is going to devise a means with which to know, is he telling the truth or is he telling lies? The same thing with all of us. When somebody has committed a sin, or when somebody has brought us an information, in this information there is crime in the information, we just don't accept it because it's not a good news. He brought that there is a nation for that is committing the worst of crime in the world. Inna shirka la zulmun azim. Shirka is the worst crime that anybody will ever commit. It's the most unjust thing that anybody will ever commit. He is telling us that a nation close to Anubis Suleiman is committing it. Anubis Suleiman should just accept it? No. He has to investigate and see. That's why he said, Sananzora, as a doctor, I'm contaminated Kazibin. We are going to look at your information and investigate it, if you are telling the truth or if you are telling lies, or you are, indeed you are among the liars.
اذهب بكتابي هذا فألقه إليهم ثم تول عنهم فانظر ماذا يرجعون.
اذهب بكتابي فألقه إليهم ثم تول عنهم فانظر ماذا يرجعون. And Nabi Sulaiman now said, Hudhud, it's still your work. Is Habbi Kitabi Haza Thumma Alkihi Ilayhim. Take this my writing, this my message, this my letter, take it to them. Thumma Alkihi Ilayhim. Then throw it to them. Thumma Tawalla Anhum. Then turn away and wait. Fanzur. Let us see, you see, what is it that they are going to return with regard to this message. And Nabi Sulaiman now wrote a message without telling Hudhud what the message contains. Stamped the message, which is stamped, and put perfume inside it to show that he does not mean evil with his message. And then he gave it to Hudhud, said, go, throw it to them, and then turn and wait and see what are they going to do.
قالت يا أيها الملأ إني ألقي إلي كتاب كريم.
قالت يا أيها الملأ إني ألقي إلي كتاب كريم. She was sitting down where she was, where there was nobody. You can imagine a kingdom that is a woman is managing, how big the kingdom is, that it has such a big throne. It is said that this throne is over 80 meter in length, 40 meter in breadth, and 30 meter in height, the throne alone, with doors inside it, things inside it, where this woman comes and sit down and make her judgment. And this throne is of gold, emeralds, precious stones, all put together on the throne. Such a lady sitting down with all the guards, he did from nowhere, he just sits a letter in before her. Immediately he saw the letter, he took the letter and he read it. From the letter, he knew from the way this letter came that there is danger. Because even you in your house, in your room, without a guard at your door, if suddenly you are sitting down and you suddenly see a letter dropped in front of you, you should be afraid. These people, at that time, most of the kingdoms use a lot of jinnu to do their work. They do a lot of sorcery. And this particular one is a pagan. After looking at the letter, studying the letter, knowing that she has to be very careful, there is danger in this letter, and if she just does anything, she can be in for it. She calls her close ministers. She said, Ya Ayuhal Mala'u. Oh, you the ministers, the one that are highly placed in my kingdom. Inniya ulkiya ilayya kitabun kareem. Inniya ulkiya, it has been thrown to me, kitabun kareem, a writ that is very noble. A noble writ has been thrown to my presence. So from this, he's already telling the people that what I have seen, for this message, for is a noble message. He doesn't want to own to them what is her decision, but she is making an indication of what her decision is likely to be. When you call somebody and say, ah, I received a very noble message, is the person going to foul the message? Automatically the person will be careful now not to foul the message. And what is this message?
إنه من سليمان وإنه بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
إنه من سليمان وإنه بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله تعالى عليا وآتوني مسلمين. This is the message that I received. إِنَّهُ مِنْ سُلَيْمَانَ. It is written in it that this message is from Suleiman. وَإِنَّهُ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ. And that the message from Suleiman is this: in the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Allah ta'alu alayya, that you should not be haughty and feel big before me. وَآتُونِي مُسْلِمِينَ. You should come submitting to me and surrender. She has read this and she knows that whoever will bring this message is a noble person. There is perfume in this message. There is stamp in it. The message is not showing any threat. Yet, there is threat. What is the threat? How did the message pass through all the doors, all the kingdom, and came to where she is? All this while, Hood Hood is still somewhere lurking, listening. And she is not aware that the person that dropped the message is looking, because ثُمَّ تَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا يَرْجِعُونَ. This is the message, this was the commandment. Wait, just turn away from them and see what they are going to return to me. He has told the highly placed ministers in his kingdom the message that was sent to him. Then what is she going to do?
قالت يا أيها الملأ وافتوني في أمري ما كنت قاطعة أمرا حتى تشهدون.
قالت يا أيها الملأ افتوني في أمري ما كنت قاطعة أمرا حتى تشهدون. He said, يا أيها الملأ. She said, O you, the highly placed ministers, atuni fi amri, give me a sound judgment in this my affair. Ma kuntu qati'atan amran, I didn't need to take a decision in any serious affair, hatta tashhadun, until you have witnessed the kind of decision I'm taking. Here, this is a lady that is very intelligent. She knows her decision. She has prodded them to know that this message is a noble message. Yet, she is asking them, give me your advice. Allah has told the Prophet in the Quran, he said, وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ فَإِذَا أَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Before you take decision in important things, call your close ministers. Ask for their advice. But if you have taken your decision, stay by your decision. Yeah, she has taken decision, but by calling them and telling them that aptuni fi amri, give me a sound decision in my affair, they have been respected. So after all, they are the ones to carry out any commandment that is coming out of her. So by this respect that she has given them, she's asking them now, what are your decisions? What do you think I should do? I don't need to take decision on important matters until you are present and you advise me.
قالوا نحن أولو قوة وأولو بأس شديد والأمر إليك فانظري ماذا تأمرين.
قالوا نحن أولو قوة وأولو بأس شديد والأمر إليك فانظري ماذا تأمرين. This is what they will say. They are men. Kalu, they said, Nahanu ulu kuwatin. We are people of strength. We are people, we are an army of strength. Wa ulu ba'asin shadidin. We are an army that can create havoc, severe havoc. Wal amu ilayki. This affair is for you to take decision. Panzuri mada tamurin. Look, you look at this. What is it that you are going to give us as command? Whatever your command is, we execute it. Sheikh Ibrahim Niyazi used to say, he said, a people that a lady is their leader, they are saying, we are strong. Where is your strength? Because when a woman is leading, in the Prophet said, a nation will not prosper that a woman is your leader. Because the woman, the psychology of a woman is totally different from that of leadership. But it happens that the leadership of Bilqis is inherited. They have been ruling over that region for over 1,000 years. And by the time the father did not have any son, it was she. Just like we see today, the Queen of England is a woman. If it is a man with his age, the father has abdicated, but you can see she has refused to abdicate. For the son, who is stronger and more energetic, to take over the kingdom, that's a woman. So this particular woman, Bilqis, who is the Queen of Sheba, is very intelligent. He has given the decision to this man, but because of his her humility, the man also returned the decision back to them, back to her. Our decision is, give any command, we have the strength. If you want us to go and face them, we will go. Whatever is your command, that's our it's for us to do it. Your word is our command.
قالت إن الملوك إذا دخلوا قرية أفسدوها وجعلوا أعزة أهلها أذلة وكذلك يفعلون.
قالت إن الملوك إذا دخلوا قرية أفسدوها وجعلوا أعزة أهلها أذلة وكذلك يفعلون. Then he said, before we take decision, that is the queen, let me educate you people. He will educate his ministers now. It's very important that a leader is always thinking, always reading, always intelligent, because intelligent is one thing. To be reasonable is another thing. He is going to show now that he is intelligent. Remember, we were told of Fir'aun when the message came to him. فَجَهَدُوا بِهَا وَاسْتَيْقَنَتْهَا أَنْفُسُهُمْ ظُلْمًا وَأُلُوَّا فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Fir'aun is very intelligent, but he is not a reasonable person. This lady too is very intelligent. Is he going to be reasonable? From this time she started the discourse, we can see that she is reasonable. But will she be reasonable to the end? She is now going to educate his ministers. He said, Innal Muluka, know this. The kings, Izada Halu Koryatan, when they enter a big city, Afsaduha, they used to spoil it. Waja'alu A'izata Ahaliha Azillah. They will normally make the strong of the people of that community to be the one that are debased. They will bring them down. This is their tradition. This is something that not an ordinary person will know. You can see when the colonial masters, they came. What did they do? They took the slaves and put them in school. They did not allow the children of the emirs to go to school. That way, the children of the slaves were the ones to read and become big in the community. And it went on like that, it went on like that, until today, what's happening? The king of those days that were so strong, look at it today. They are the same people that are so weak. The king that about 1,000 years ago, the slave man's child cannot even walk in front of the palace. It is the slave man's child today that is going to tell the king, I remove you, I put another one there. So that's why what this lady, Queen Bilqis, is warning them. Before we talk of fighting, it's not the issue of fight. Let's use our intelligence to think. If they are stronger than us and they come into the town, they will spoil our town. And they will make the strong among us to become the weak. This is the tradition of the kings. Here, I want you to watch what as we are going. The story of Queen Bilqis is something that all leaders should study very well. From the time of Anabi Dawuda to Anabi Suleiman to this kingdom, they should study very well. America today has become a weak nation because they did not study what is here. If they had studied this very well, believe me, America will still be in forefront as the world leader and powerful leader. Because what is happening to Anabi Suleiman now, and that you are seeing Anabi Suleiman is going to manage well, is exactly what happened to America, and they couldn't manage well. Very close to America was a small nation that was also powerful and had everything. Cuba. And they were a communist nation. But instead of that, the America should send to them a message that is a friendly message that will lure the people to listen to them. They send them a harsh message showing that they are strong, they can do and undo. Till today, as close as Cuba is to America, just a small gap, they are still a communist country. Look at this country that they said they are the kings of democracy. They are not able to make this world to live their communism. But look at the way Anabi Suleiman handled it, sent a letter. Innahu min Suleimana, innahu bismillahi rahmani rahim, Allah ta'alu alayya wa atuni muslimin. He stamped it, put perfume on it, and sent it. And look at what effect it's having on this lady. And this lady is now telling his people, when kings enter a town, they spoil it. They will make the strong ones of them to become the weak. This is their tradition.
وَإِنِّي مُرْسِلَةٌ إِلَيْهِمْ بِهَدِيَّةٍ فَنَاظِرَةٌ بِمَا يَرْجِعُ الْمُرْسَلُونَ
فَإِنِّي مُرْسِلَةٌ إِلَيْهِمْ بِهَدِيَّةٍ فَنَاظِرَةٌ بِمَا يَرْجِعُ الْمُرْسَلُونَ Since you have said, وَالْأَمْرُ إِلَيْكِ فَانْظُرِي مَاذَا تَأْمُرِينَ That you have given me decision, this is what I have decided. Inni mursilatun ilayhim bihadiyatin. I'm going to send beautiful gifts to them. I'll package gift and send to this king. Fanaziratun bima yarji'ul mursalun. Then I'll keep in wait to see also what are they going to bring to me. The people that I've sent, what is their reply to me? What has she done now? See, she is very intelligent. If this king that we are talking about, he has put the name of Allah, telling me that I am a pagan, is he really for Allah? Because they know that there is Allah, even though they are worshipping the sun. If this man is a man of Allah, whatever I send to him as a gift will not be anything to him. But if he's a man of the world, then if I send gift, worldly gift to him, it will make meaning to him. And I now know that I am dealing with a worldly king, and I will now know how to handle it. That's why I said, after I send the gift, I will wait. So he now took gold, emeralds, huge, gifts that any king anywhere in the world will appreciate, and sent it down to Suleiman. And then he waited to see what is going to be the message that is sent back to him for him to take her decision.
فَلَمَّا جَاءَ سُلَيْمَانَ قَالَ أَتُمِدُّونَنِي بِمَالٍ فَمَا آتَانِيَ اللَّهُ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا آتَاكُمْ بل أنتم بهديتكم تفرحون
ولما جاء سليمان قال أتمدونني بمال وما آتيني الله خير مما آتيكم بل أنتم بهديتكم تفرحون ولما جاء سليمان when the people that were sent to Suleiman Anabi Suleiman with the gift, they came to him. Gift of plenty of gold, plenty of precious stones. that any king will covet. It was said to him, what would Suleiman say to who that brought the gift? Atumiduna limi maalim? Are you trying to impress me that you are going to increase me in wealth? Fama aatiyani Allahu khairun mimma aatikum. What Allah has given me as a prophet and his king is far better than what Allah has given you. Bal antum bihadiyatikum tafrahun. What I see is that by your gift that you are bringing, you are happy with yourself that you are so rich. This is not anything to me. You see here, the Prophet has said, if you are given a gift without your asking, say, take it. Why did Suleiman not take this gift? And if Suleiman is a king by his own right, these people are not Christians, they are not Jews, they are pagans. Their religion has no substance at all. And he knew that they were bringing this gift to test him if he was a worldly person. Because in the case of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he sent Khatim bin Balta to Makakis of Kipt. And when he sent it, he also sent a message similar to Makakis. And in the message, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, bin Muhammadin Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ila maqaqis azimul kibt. He said, I'm sending message from Muhammad to Maqaqis, the great one of the kibt. He said, obey the message I'm sending to you. He said, Aslim, Tuslam, Yutika, Ajaraka Maratain. He said, submit and you shall be at peace, and Allah will give you reward two times. Ya Ahl al-Kitabi, Ta'alaw ila kalimati sawa'in bainana wa bainakumu, Allah na'budu illa Allah, wa la nushrika bihi shay'an. Wa la yattakhidhu ba'duna ba'dan arbaban, fa in tawallaw fakulu ishhadu bi anna muslimun. He said, you people, you are people of the book. Come and meet and come to us, and let's all come and respect and worship one Allah. We shouldn't take one of us to be Lord over the other. But if they turn away, then tell them that they should witness that you are among those that submit to Allah. This is the message the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent with Khatib bin Balta'ah to Makakis. Then Makakis asked Khatib, you said this man is a prophet. How come he was sent away by his people from his town to another town? And you're now living in a different town. Why couldn't he have prayed against them and Allah would destroy them? Then Khatib said, O King, why is it that Jesus Christ did not pray against those who set out that they were going to kill him and destroy them? So, Anta Hakimun, ji'ita min hakimin. You are a wise person, you came from a wise man. Then Makakis gathered gifts. Among the gifts, there is a donkey called Dudu. There's Mariat al-Kipti, there's Sirin, and there's a lot of clothes. There's even a doctor. He sent them to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as gift, and that the doctor should be looking after the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam accepted all the gifts except the doctor. He said, we are a nation. We don't eat until we are hungry. And when we eat, we don't allow our stomach to be filled before we stop. So we don't get sick. Which means the root of medicine is in managing your diet. So from here, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam accepted the gift. The two ladies, sisters that he brought, he took one, Maryam, that later gave birth to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So here, it's not that when a gift is given to you, you should reject it, but from who is it coming? If the gift is coming from a kafir who thinks that he wants to show that he is bigger than you, you reject the gift. That's why Sheikh Usman bin Fodio, when he was taking his calls to kings, whenever he went to the king, the Hausa kings, who are worshipping idols, If they presented him with a gift, he thanks them and he rejects the gift. That's why in this case now, a Nabi Sulaiman has rejected their gift. Atumituna nimi malin? You think you can increase my wealth by the wealth you are bringing to me? What Allah has given me is by far better. Allah has given me prophethood. He has given me kingdom. He has given me the army. But antum bihadiyatikum tafrahun. You are only happy with your own wealth that you have. I will show you.
ارجع إليهم فلناتينهم بجنود لا قبل لهم بها ولنخرجنهم منها أذلة وهم صاغرون.
أرجع إليهم فلناتينهم بجنود لا قبل لهم بها ولنخرجنهم منها أذلة وهم صاغرون. The people that brought the gift, and Sulaiman told them, أرجع إليهم, go back to them. فلناتينهم بجنود لا قبل لهم بها. We shall bring an army to them that they have never seen the kind of. ولنخرجنهم منها أذلة. And we shall get them out of that their big city in humbled, in debased, وهم صاغرون, and they will look very tiny and very petty by the time we take them out of the city. This is what was said to them. And like Anabi Sulaiman, who asked Hudhud to watch, Anabi Sulaiman had come to tell Hudhud that they are going to bring gift to you. These are the kind of gift they will bring to you. It contains this, it contains this, it contains this before they came. So Anabi Sulaiman had his reply ready by the time they came. They too, he had somebody that was fast to get to her before the reply gets to them, that this is actually the reply coming to you. So immediately before the reply came, she had made up her mind what she is going to do, and she had taken her decision. And Anabi Sulaiman already knew that from the way this lady sent this message, this queen, she is going to submit. What is he going to do to make her to believe that she has not submitted for nothing? She has submitted to a kingdom that is bigger than hers. Because she was told by Hudhud that Walaha Arshun Azim, by the time your own subject will tell you that another kingdom has a great throne, which means your throne is not up to that.
قال يا أيها الملأ أيكم ياتيني بعرشها قبل أن ياتوني مسلمين.
قال يا أيها الملأ أيكم ياتيني بعرشها قبل أن ياتوني مسلمين. Then Anabi Sulaiman now turned to his people after he sent the messengers back with their gift. He said, these people are going to come and Islamize. Ya ayyuhal mala'u, O you the highly placed ministers in my court, Anabi Sulaiman is telling his ministers, ayyukum yatini bi arshiha qabla an yatuni muslimin. Which of you will go and bring me her throne before they arrive here submitting to me? Remember that the word muslimun, as is being used here, it's not yet known to the other people as a standard and a formal word for Muslims. They know it as submission. So that's why he said here, which of you will go and bring me her throne before they come to me in submission? So Anabi Sulaiman is asking for a task, a throne that is as big as this. And these people, they have already left coming to Anabi Sulaiman in submission. And they are coming in their numbers and their throat on horses, on camels. And then you want a throne that human beings cannot take, that it should be brought to you before they arrive. How is it possible?
قال عفريت من الجن أنا عليك به قبل أن تقوم من مقامك وإني عليه لقوي أمين.
الحمد لله. Our time has come to an end. This is where our tafsir will stop. May Allah strengthen us and make us responsible Muslims, responsible to our dependents, our family, and also make us responsible to the people that we are working for, and make us to look after our work, look after our family, and look after our children. May Allah strengthen Islam, and may Allah strengthen Muslims. May Allah give our leaders the wisdom to know how to carry their kingdom with sincerity. May Allah solve this issue of pandemic for us and let it not spread in this country. May Allah cure us of all our diseases. May Allah bless our children. May He bless our houses. May He bless our campus. May He bless our country for us. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reward our parents and forgive them. May He forgive all those that have done good to us in this our life. May He reward the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May He reward the Sahabat. May He reward the Ulama. May Allah grant us a noble end and grant us the citation of the Quran at all times and grant us correct understanding of the Quran. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim, Maliki Yawmid Din. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim, ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. Amin. Allahumma salli 'ala sayyidina Muhammadin al-Fatihil Mughliq. القاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق الحق والهادي الى صراطك المستقيم وعلى اله حق قدره والدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.